You're listening to Nerd Online Radio on nerdonline.com.
Bienvenidos.
Welcome to Nerd Online Radio, the show that brings you the past and present of the Community Project. Cover versions of New Order and Joy Division songs, along with original music and artists' interviews, here on nerdonline.com. So stay tuned.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Order Online Radio. This is Community Special Edition Volume 51, and tonight we are April 30, 2006. It's a beautiful sunny day in Montreal, and I apologize in advance if you hear chainsaw or anything like that in the podcast. My neighbor started to work on their garden, and apparently I can't do anything about it, and I sure don't want to close a window because it's 18 degrees Celsius here. So it's a beautiful sunny day, and we have a good show for you today. We have Digital and Kremlin. Digital is actually the Joy Division and New Order tribute band from England that we had a special episode of New Order Online Radio a little while ago. And Kremlin is a former Community One winner. And Digital was on Community and Community EP as well, because we asked them to do the hidden track. And also we included one track that we liked very much of theirs on the Community EP. And we'll hear all about it in this episode, but we'll start right now with their cover for Community 2, and we'll listen to New Order's original before, and it's Ultra Violence on New Order Online Radio.
Thank you.
we're very fortunate actually, because we managed to get onto the EP and the LP.
Tough time.
We kind of sneaked onto the LP.
Nobody voted for us, but we still got on both.
We were very, very lucky. Very lucky.
It's nice to be on a proper CD.
Yeah.
With a proper publishing number. So, cover.
No, it was it was great. It was good competition.
Not just
a
CDR.
Very difficult.
No, exactly. Not just a CDR. A real CD. It's nice.
I think this time
it would be nice if we got on this one as well and make it a hat trick, but.
I think this time it's going to be very difficult.
Tough.
Some awesome entries. I can't believe Labster's knocked out. I've already sent Spotnik something about it.
Tears, her eyes were sore, I did not know why. Then I looked into her hand and I saw the telegram. It said that I was a great, great man, but that I was dead. I want to see my family, my wife and child. I want to see my family, my wife.
it's Tim on vocals and guitar. You've got Phil on keyboards and guitar. You've got John on drums and keyboards. And you've got me, Jim, on bass and vocals.
But we all chop and change around and do different things at different times.
Yeah, we don't all do all of those things at once.
No.
Well, we do on some songs.
Well, okay. Yeah. You do, because that's because you're an octopus.
Yeah, multitasking.
Phil is an octopus.
We think he's male, but it's multitasking, you know. He's not something you usually associate.
He's double jointed.
Yeah, he's got three hands as well.
That's what Jeannie said.
So why did we become a tribute band?
What fucking idiot?
Hey? An idiot reverse.
Dead Trees and Traffic Islands. So why do we become a tribute band?
Well, after Community, we had to decide what we wanted to do. Because Community was done, we got one track on each thing. So then, you know, it was where to take it from there. And the obvious thing to do was start doing some gigs.
The thing is, to avoid the pun, we needed to avoid playing with each other. So we decided to play music with each other.
Yeah, he's right, you know, he's right.
Yeah, so... and then we just got together and yeah.
It's going to be really interesting. I can imagine.
Well,
I think we're nice to see you next.
I never fucking asked to
do it. To be honest with you, I don't really know the answer to that question. Why become a tribute band? Because I suppose they'd written some songs that we wanted to play, and we've written some songs that they didn't want to play. So, you know, needs must and all that.
I think when everyone's as old as us, you know, there's no such thing as new material, so you just have to sort of look at what someone else has done.
I bought some jeans the other day.
Do it.
I
saw some nice saffron the other day, but...
I'm not talking about curries, Jim.
What is happening? there's like a riot behind us in the pub.
I predicted that ages ago, but nobody listened to me.
So what was the question?
That wasn't... conscious decision to become a tribute band. It was just we like learning the songs, and the obvious next step was just to play them live. So that's what we ended up doing, and our live debut was at the Hope and Anchor in when? August?
January 1963. No. We haven't done that yet. 27th of August 2004,
with Reorder,
which
was good.
I mean, we did.
And here's a track off from the gig, folks.
We did. We did John's 400th birthday before that, though. To be fair.
Yeah.
Where we did.
It's not very rock and roll, though.
Oh, it was good. It was good.
Hope and Anchor sounds a lot better.
Yeah. I played ukulele.
Live debut at the Hope and Anchor.
I played ukulele for my mum once. Does that count?
I played the fool.
Shame. toes from the words in the book. I see a vision that would bring me luck. From my head to my toes, through my teeth, through my nose. You get these words wrong. Through my eyes, every time I watch the skies, for these last few days, leave me alone. But for these last few days, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Choose these songs.
Which songs are we talking about?
You chose them.
The one for Community.
You chose it. You went, let's do
Ultra Violence.
Did I?
Yeah.
Shit.
Do you want the real reason?
Yeah.
What? Don't look at me.
We want the real reason. We all look at you.
Well, the real reason was is that we wanted to pick something that no other fucker was going to do. So we thought we'd pick this.
So
I think
we
picked it.
Right.
I think
we were right.
I think we fucked it up though. I think we should have picked something that was a bit more popular.
But, you know.
But that's just me.
You can't polish a turd.
That's the band motto.
I love that expression.
We got a question? Sprayed on the amp.
You can't polish a turd.
When you get your amp.
Yeah. Right, and your six string bass.
Yeah, Jim, what amp have you got, mate?
I've got a couple of 13 amps at home.
Hello, we're Digital and you are listening to Community on NewOrderOnline.com radio.
You're listening to Community 2 on NewOrderOnline.com.
We'll be right back.
vote for digital.
Yeah, vote for digital.
You know, it makes sense.
More right. sense than we do.
We're all right, really. Go on, give it a go. You know you want to. I love you forever. Well.
So you just heard Ultraviolence done by Digital. Digital are actually from London in the UK, and it features Tim, Jim, Phil and John. They are four members of New Order Online, and I always say they represent the real New Order Online band, because they actually met their fourth member on New Order Online, and they are all part of New Order Online. So in that's the reason actually why I picked them to do the hidden track for the Community 1 CD, because I felt they were the band deserving it. So that was their cover of Ultraviolence, and before you heard as the first track their hidden track of La Vigilantes, and of course their cover on the Community EP that was Leave Me Alone. And according to me, if they had submitted Leave Me Alone for the Community 1 competition instead of Passover, they would have won. So that's the reason why this song is actually on the EP, but I gave them the choice to pick the song they wanted for the EP, and I was very very happy when they picked Leave Me Alone. And well, that was it for Digital, which were known as Known Pleasures back then. And we'll now move on with Kremlin. Kremlin is Andy McNally. He's from Ibden Bridge, UK, and he is a former Community One winner. So we'll start by listening to the song he submitted for Community One, Here's Sooner Than You Think.
Hello everyone, it's nice to be here. Come so far to see you all. I can see your big blue eyes. They sleep beneath the open sky. Before you stands one like your brother. Swear to God he needs no other.
So that was Sooner Than You Think by Kremlin. And, you know, each time we did a poll on New Order Online to ask which song the members preferred on Community, it always comes up top. So that you may call it the best song on Community 1, according to New Order Online members. And then we'll listen to one of Kremlin's original track. It's called, let me check, where, In My Dreams. Okay, so we'll listen to In My Dreams, then we'll listen to Kremlin's cover of Lonesome Tonight. But before just that, we'll listen to New Order's original of Lonesome Tonight. Here we go.
just one place to be free, where you and me can meet in sole privacy, feeling a desire I'm burning in a fire I see. In my dreams only, in my dreams only, in my dreams.
How do? Kremlin here. I chose Lonesome Tonight to do for this competition because it's a lesser known track and I seriously thought that there'd be a better chance of me getting away with it, to coin a phrase, than choosing one of the more obvious well known songs, which for me are almost too iconic now and have been heard too many times to really mess with or to really challenge. So I thought this one would work quite well in a kind of slow acoustic way. Trying to change it into a little bit more of a ballad, which I suppose the title and the feeling of the song kind of suggests anyway, although the way they did it was a very more up-tempo, jangly version than mine. I've tried to put a different twist on it but retain elements of the original. I was fortunate enough to get on the first community CD with Sooner Than You Think. And for that one, I did a piano-y kind of version. And a reason I think that one worked was because I stuck to the original in certain parts of it, but changed the music in others. So there was an element of familiarity, but also some newness. And I think I've done the same with this. I think it's turned out okay, but you guys will be the judge of that.
Thank you.
So that was Kremlin and his cover of Lonesome Tonight. Once again, if you enjoyed this track or didn't like it, feel free to comment on the artist's webpage at community.neworldonline.com. And also, if you like it enough to be on the album, you can select it in your top 20 personal favorites, and the top 10 of everyone will move to the album. So that's what you can do also at community.neworldonline.com. And that's it for our podcast tonight. You will listen to Kremlin with Sooner Than You Think, and before that you heard Digital and Ultraviolence. But since it's Sunday today, we'll have a little special, so we'll have two more tracks for you. And there are two other covers did by those artists. So we'll listen first to Digital and Passover, a Joy Division track, and then we'll listen to the first cover that Kremlin submitted for Community 2. It's Mr. Disco, and finally he decided that it wasn't good enough and he recorded Lonesome Tonight. So here we go, and have a nice week on New Order Online Radio.
Drop by the beat. find my peace of mind because I need you. I used to think about you night and day. I can't find my peace of mind because I need you. I used to think about you night and day.
Okay, so I lied a little. I have two other tracks to play for you. So we'll start with Digital and their cover of 24 Hours, followed by Kremlin and his cover of These Days.
Thank you. tried so hard to find, just for one moment, I thought I'd find my way. Destiny unfolded, I watched it slip away.
Yeah. And that's it for tonight from New Order Online Radio. See you all next time.